Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Crank it up a little bit, Marcos. Such a great bass line. All right. So here we go. Here's the situation on today's show. If you've been listening the last couple of days, you know Crowder's been traveling. He is going to join us remotely again today. He was in Atlanta on Monday, New York yesterday. I'm not even certain where he is today, but he is caught in traffic. So he's going to join us remotely once he gets out of traffic. Solana today is in Cincinnati. He flew there this morning for the Dolphins broadcast tomorrow. And so he's going to join us remotely as well. Marcos is in studio with me in El Portal. We're auditioning him. We're going to steal him from Tobin and Leroy if he proves himself to be more worthy than what we've had on this show before.
I'm going to vomit, dude.
Nah, just have a good time. Here's the scoop. So we're going to have some sports talk today, obviously, and we're going to have some fun. Hurricane Ian is going to ravage a lot of our state, and it really has begun already. I've been watching on social media. There's a lot of damage, you know, on the west coast of Florida. So we'll do today's show thinking about all our fellow Floridians who are in harm's way and who are going to be affected and certainly inconvenienced over the next few days, but we'll do our part to keep you entertained. And obviously, there's some weather and some squalls that are coming through here in South Florida. We want everyone to be careful, but we will keep our eyes on the storm. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, for our show, we've got Dolphins and Bengals tomorrow night. And so we want to talk about that. The team, because Solana's already in Cincinnati, the team was supposed to leave today like around 3 or 3:30, but they actually left this morning around 7:30 in the morning. So the good news is they have a little extra time in Cincinnati for the Skyline Chili, and it'll be all digested by game time tomorrow. So is Solana there? Let's check in with Solana in Cincinnati. How are your accommodations in Cincinnati?
No complaints with the accommodation. A few complaints with the weather, and obviously what's happening down in Florida.
Are you for real?
Well, it's cold, Hawk. It is.
Oh, it is.
It is very, very, very cold. Which is why I was going to say, it's not raining. I'm not complaining about rain when there's, you know, a major hurricane impacting our area. But I didn't realize. I didn't check the weather. I was not responsible. And I forgot that the rest of the country does not experience 80-degree autumns.
Right.
It is cold up here.
I don't even think that I would have looked at the weather. You're right. I don't even think I would have looked. I would have just assumed that it's warm. So you're not packed appropriately?
You know, it's Thursday Night Football, so I'm wearing a suit tomorrow. So, you know, I'll be all right.
You're
but just for
suit?
Today.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
For the radio broadcast? You know you're on radio.
Right, but it's Thursday Night Football. I mean, you don't know who I'm going to run into up in the press
box.
Are
you doing a bit or no? Like, are you really wearing a suit tomorrow?
Of course. What kind of question is that? Of course I'm wearing a suit.
Well, I've never
Thursday Night Football.
When you say of course, first of all, I've never seen you in a suit. I've known you for several years now. I've literally never seen you in a suit.
Well, there's never been a reason to wear a suit.
We were at a wedding together. Tomorrow. We were at a wedding together. There were plenty of reasons for you to wear a suit.
Right, but we were in table 73. I mean, nobody was going to see me anyways.
So, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in a suit tomorrow if you're actually wearing a suit. In fact, if you really did pack a suit to Cincinnati, I would like you to wear it to Skyline Chili, and I would like to have some video of you in Skyline Chili this afternoon in a suit.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see that. Everybody's nodding their head yes.
Okay, I can make that happen for sure, but if I do happen to dirty said suit, you're paying for the dry cleaning that I will find tonight
well,
in Cincinnati.
If you're going to Skyline Chili, 100% you're going to dirty said suit. But I don't think you need to wear said suit to a Thursday night radio broadcast. So I don't think that I'm going to be on the hook for it. But whatever, you just save all your receipts.
Downplaying.
Save all your receipts.
Downplaying.
Well, no, you know what? Now that you say it, I actually am having some people over to watch the game at my house tomorrow, and I'm wearing a suit because it's Thursday night football. So now that you say it, now it actually makes sense. Now that I'm talking through it, it actually makes sense. All right, let's get headlines here. So we have a loaded potato for you on this Wednesday. Crowder will join us when he gets out of traffic. O.J. McDuffie is going to join us today. Mike Cugno is going to join us today. If we have time and they have time, we'll bring on a meteorologist at some point in the afternoon. And again, I've been watching some video of the storm coming ashore on the West Coast. It's bad. Now, it's not as bad for Tampa, which is the biggest major city that could have experienced the landfall. But it does look like it's going to sweep across the state. Looks like Orlando's going to catch some of it. So, you know, everybody just hunker down. Be careful if you do have to go out. And we'll get you through it with some entertainment. And then hopefully by tomorrow night when the Dolphins play, everything will be copacetic here in South Florida. And hopefully thing will move out of our area. So there you go. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio.
The Queen City, Hawk. I learned this.
Is that
the Queen
true?
City.
I did not know that. Yeah. Marcos, did you know Cincinnati is the Queen City?
No. Why is that? Do you know why?
Do you know why?
No, of course I don't.
Okay,
but
no, sorry.
He's the king of launching something up there, yeah. But then not having what would be the normal answer, because everyone's going to ask now, why is it the Queen City? I do not know.
You know, it's my fault. I apologize.
I'll check it out. You check it out. Look at it online.
I will.
Find out.
On it.
All right.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tomorrow, 8:15. Dolphins, Bengals, it'll happen here in the Queen City. And Hawk, Tua,
yeah.
Tua is questionable. We know that. He's still out of concussion protocol, so nothing to worry about from that aspect. And, you know, a bunch of the guys who were held out of practice or held out of their walkthrough yesterday are still on the injury report. Teron Armstead, Raekwon Davis, Xavier Howard. So just, you know, a fluid situation up here.
All right. My gut tells me that Tua is going to play. Did you find out why Cincinnati is called the Queen City?
Yep. Long story short, some guy said so.
All right. There you go.
Very strange.
I wish I had that kind of cachet.
Yeah. Some,
Hawk once said that, yeah, you know, sure. Boca Raton is called Hawkman City and it stuck.
Let it be known.
All right.
Again, tomorrow night, 8:15 PM, the broadcast begins at 4 on 560 WQAM.
All right, very good. You have Kevin Rogers and Aronde Gadsden doing the pregame show tomorrow?
Actually, Alex Dono will be filling in for Kevin Rogers tomorrow. He's unable to make this game, so it'll be Alex Dono and Aronde Gadsden.
Very good. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Right here, 560 WQAM. By the way, I should probably mention, we'll continue on here with the headlines, but I should probably mention, because I know if you're listening right now on 790 The Ticket, you are hearing 560 WQAM, and you will all this week, and then all hell will break loose. So here's my message to you. If you are a 790 The Ticket listener and you enjoy sports talk, We want you to make 560 WQAM your first choice for sports. So Tobin and Leroy, by the way, Marcos is running the show for us today. Tobin and Leroy and Marcos and Jay Fig, they will all be back next week, 10 till 2 on 560. So you're going to have Joe Rose and Zach Krantz mornings on 560, Tobin and Leroy middays, and then me and Crowder afternoons. And so, again, if you're listening to the simulcast of 790 right now, of 560 on 790, I'm telling you, change your preset to 560 WQAM. If you listen on the Odyssey app and you have 790 The Ticket as your favorite station, switch it over to 560 WQAM as your favorite station, because we'll have you covered with all the sports and games that you want to hear. You know, the Heat are now on 560 QAM, and obviously the Dolphins and the Hurricanes. So make the switch over to 560 WQAM, however you listen to the show, if you listen on 790 The Ticket. But tomorrow, the Dolphins game will be heard on 560, and it'll be simulcast on 790, including the pregame at 4 o'clock.
Couple other local headlines here, Hawk. I know you know, we're not paying too much attention to the Marlins, but they do play tonight in New York. 7:10 will be the first pitch from Citi Field for the Los Marlins.
Did you see what happened in the Marlins game last night?
You sent it to us. I know they ended up winning, but it was, I know you're going to explain it. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in sports.
Did you see it, Marcos? Did you see what happened in the Marlins game?
Just saw a home run because I'm not a real fan. I apologize.
So Richard Bleier, who's pitching for the Marlins, got called for not one, not two, three balks during the same at-bat.
What?
And he had never been called for a balk in his entire baseball career before. And it was maddening because there's a little bit of a hitch in his delivery, which is what the first base umpire who was calling the balks was caught up on. But even the announcers in New York could not believe. Don Mattingly got tossed. It was wild. I'm going to show you the video during the break, Marcos. It was wild. Three balks in a row. It balked in a run. Could have changed the entire outcome of the game. It doesn't matter. They're out of it. But it was a wild scene last night at Citi Field. And I sent it. You know, O.J. McDuffie is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. O.J. McDuffie played college baseball. He's a huge Marlins fan. And he and I were talking about it this morning. And he's like, that was absolutely wild. That was bonkers. So I'll ask O.J. about it in the 3 o'clock hour also.
It does matter because it's against the Mets. And anytime you're playing the Mets, I mean, we don't want anybody from, what's the city called, Hawk? Far Rockaway.
Far Rockaway, New York. They call those balks. I'll tell you what, we celebrate all night in Far Rockaway with our pizza dough that's better because the water in Far Rockaway is better than the water that you have in your place.
I mean, this umpire, Hawk, what? What?
Yeah, settle down. It's a little cutesy. You know how I feel when things get cutesy? It's a little cutesy, Mr. Umpire. You want to call one balk, call a balk. You want to make the whole game about your balks? Let's not do so.
And you can't argue the balk, which also, that's cutesy as well, right, Hawk? The manager can go out there for any reason throughout
the game.
Well, no,
that's not true. You cannot argue balls or strikes either.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's the replay thing for? Fouls only?
Well, replay they don't use for balls or strikes, but the rule is, right, Solana, you cannot argue balls and strikes or balks. If you do, you're immediately tossed, which is why, so when I say you can't argue it, like you can, but you immediately get tossed, which is what happened to Mattingly and what happened to Richard Bleier.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bizarre, man. Like, that video is ridiculous. 2.5 minutes, three balks. Ridiculous.
It's funny. It's really wild. It gave me a little something to watch last night. So,
did the ump have the over in box in the game? Do you think that's what it was?
I mean, if there's an over in box, I mean, you're cashing tickets every day on the under. I mean, you never see a balk. This guy called three. It was wild.
The Miami Heat, they continue their training camp. And I do love Mattingly. Like, his season's almost over in a week and a half. He's like, why not? One more time.
But you know what?
Let's go get ejected.
He is a baseball guy. I mean, he's called Donnie Baseball for a reason. And that offended his baseball sensibilities. And it should have. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's the day before Thursday night football. And the Dolphins are 3-0.
Yeah.
And we are breaking down an at-bat in the Marlins game from last night.
This is good, though.
And it's good. September 28th, and they've been out of it since April 1st.
Got them right where we want them.
Richard Bleier, though, Marlins legend, forever and always.
Is he? So he's a legend for being called for three balks?
You will remember Richard Bleier 10 years from now because of that moment.
That is true.
Yeah.
I also found out yesterday from John Heyman. I think he writes baseball, I think, for SI. Richard Bleier is Jewish, and so already I love him because there's so few Jews in professional sports, and it's Rosh Hashanah right now. So John Heyman pointed out that is the first time a Jewish pitcher has ever been called for three balks against one batter during Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, wow.
It's a niche record to hold.
Really oddly specific.
Listen, I mean, you take what you can get.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Hawk. The Florida Panthers, they play tomorrow night, preseason.
Yep. Carolina Hurricanes.
And the Miami Heat, they're still in the Bahamas. They continue their training camp, and they'll play a week from yesterday, so October 4th, versus the Timberwolves at FTX.
Yes, sir. Regular season begins October 19th. I mean, it is happening, man. Things are happening.
Do you want to get to some of these, because I know you had sent me this, Hawk, some of these changes to some of the sports schedules here in South Florida? Should we get to it a little bit later?
Yeah, I'll cover it real quick here just because Ian is wreaking some havoc. So the Buccaneers, we know, move their practices to the Dolphins facility in Miami this week. They're scheduled to play Sunday night in Tampa against the Chiefs. We'll probably hear today or tomorrow if that game will take place there or if they'll move. I saw that it could be flexed out for another Sunday night game and move them to another Sunday night, so we'll see. East Carolina and USF, now USF's in Tampa, obviously, they were supposed to play in Tampa on Saturday. They're going to play that game in Boca Raton at FAU Stadium, and that game moves from 7 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., so that'll be Saturday in Boca. Florida, you mentioned it yesterday, Solana, they have moved their game against Eastern Washington to Sunday, so they were supposed to play in Gainesville on Saturday. They're not going to play Sunday now. At noon, FSU football tweeted out earlier today, "We remain confident that we will be able to safely host Saturday's football game against Wake Forest at its scheduled kickoff time." So there are some changes going on in the world of sports. We'll keep track of them and keep you updated as we learn.
Yep. And your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. You can call 866-954-MORE, or go to their website, youraccidentattorneys.com. I think, Hawk, you did a pretty good job of explaining it. I mean, we're thinking of everybody on the west coast of Florida and really the entire state. And be careful today because still can feel some of those effects from Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, certainly in Miami, most of the television stations are wall-to-wall now with hurricane coverage. And again, I believe while there will be some squalls throughout South Florida, I mean, the real nasty stuff is coming on shore right now on the west coast of Florida, and then that'll kind of move in a northeasterly fashion across Orlando. And whether it turns north over land or turns north over the Atlantic once it exits the peninsula will obviously make a big difference for what happens to Ian moving forward. But we'll keep an eye on it, and we certainly suggest everyone keeps an eye on it. Mike Cugno from CBS4, he's going to talk some Dolphins with us here in a moment. Let me talk about Caneswear. Miami football is back, baby, and you got to be geared up. You got to get to Caneswear in Davie. They've got all the latest gear for the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Dolphins, too. Caneswear, I say this all the time, it's more than a store. It's an experience. They've got the largest selection of Hurricanes items in town. Items from Adidas, Dime Life, Flow Grown, other brand names, including all the team's sideline apparel. They've got hundreds of different t-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. I always say this, Caneswear. Now, Canes are off this weekend, and the Dolphins are in Cincinnati, but when they're both back home, Caneswear, they've got tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnets, license plates, sunglasses. I mean, they've got it all. So game day prep definitely calls for a visit to Caneswear in Davie. And then, of course, you can always shop online at caneswear.com. All the Hurricanes and Dolphins items you want. Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They're always open at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, te quiero.
Te quiero mucho.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Get to Cuño here in a second. First, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride, I know. Pandemic to inflation, as a business owner, you could probably use a break. So listen up. If your business has five or more employees, and you're still rocking and rolling, you survived COVID, you've survived, you know, supply chain issues, you could be eligible for a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund of your taxes. The challenge, obviously, is getting your hands on it. You want to cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money. The way you start is to go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys that they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help yours as well. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And again, if you want to find out if your business qualifies, go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions, and you will find out soon enough. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com, that website again, GetRefunds.com. Our friend Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, sports anchor and reporter on CBS4, host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. You see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. By the way, we're going to talk some Dolphins. Dolphins fans, are you geared up? Caneswear, that's the place to go for Dolphins gear as well. You can go to their store in Davie or shop online at caneswear.com. Hello, Cugno.
What's up, Hawk? You riding solo today?
Crowder is caught in traffic. Solana is with us from Cincinnati.
Where are you? Queen City. That's not the Queen City.
That is Queen City, Charlotte. Solana, we are being told that the Queen City is Charlotte, not Cincinnati.
I mean, when is Mike Cugno ever right about anything? Let's be real.
Is the Queen City Charlotte or Cincinnati?
Both, actually.
Marcos is checking. It's both?
I saw that earlier as I was looking up Cincinnati. There's multiple Queen Cities.
They should call it the Chili City. Okay. And not for the weather, but for Skyline Chili. Cugno, where are you? You sound like you're in a hurricane shelter.
I'm just in my house.
Okay.
You don't have to,
I wasn't putting the interrogation light on you. You don't have to get defensive. I was just curious.
No, I had to think about it for a second. I was like, where am I? Yeah, I'm just in a room here in my house.
Very good. Are they calling you into duty? I know a lot of the television stations, when there's a storm, they ask, it's all hands on deck. So a lot of times sports reporters are out reporting as actual, news journalists.
Yeah, no, not this time. I imagine if the storm was going to hit us more directly, I'm sure it would have been more of an all hands on deck situation. We do have a lot of crews across the state covering the storm, doing a really good job from Key West to Tampa and kind of everywhere in between. But because it's not hit us locally yet, I imagine that's why I haven't been called in yet.
Cugno, we're going to need you to walk into a different room or walk outside. Your phone keeps cutting out. Solana, are you experiencing this the way that I am?
I am, Hawk. Yeah. I could tell. I can tell Mike Cugno's phone is a little choppy.
Yeah, well, it's not his phone. I think it's the location. I think he was in a safe room maybe
you got me
in his
now?
House. Yeah, now you sound great. Were you in a safe room? Do you have a safe room in your house?
No. No room is safe in my house. I was just in our little office.
Were you in the bathroom? Did I just make you leave the bathroom without flushing and wiping?
Yeah, my pants are still around my ankles. Yes, it would. Very windy out here.
It's a delightful visualization for this interview. Everybody, picture it together. All right, Mike Cugno. So tell me why. Why are the Dolphins 4-point underdogs tomorrow night? They look better than Cincinnati. I know, two is questionable, but why are they 4-point underdogs?
One, it's on the road. Two, AFC defending champs. And Joe Burrow is really good, and he still has a lot of love. Should they be 4 points? I think it should be a little bit closer. The Dolphins' defensive line, I think, can really cause. This could be a game where that defense really carries them, although last week you can make that same argument. But the amount of times Joe Burrow has already been sacked in three games this season, I think he's up to 15 sacks. This is where I think Miami's defensive line can really feast, especially against a quarterback who's a little bit more of a statue. In the locker room after that game against the Bills, a lot of Dolphin players were saying, you just kind of always forget how big Josh Allen is and how hard he is to take down. And so I think you saw that in the game. They were able to get to him, couldn't get him down a whole lot. But yeah, I think this is a game where they can kind of take advantage of a slower quarterback.
What do you see happening tomorrow night? There's one thing that worries me, which is I was a little bit nervous going into the New England game. I felt like they were going to win. Then I was really, really nervous going into the Baltimore game. They end up winning. I was really nervous going into the Buffalo game. They end up winning. Now I have a feeling of confidence going into tomorrow night's game, and I'm like, why is the line 4? And I'm feeling confident about this team, and I feel like maybe the rug is going to be pulled out from underneath me. So how do you see tomorrow night playing out?
So, yeah, I get that same feeling, and you wonder if that Week 3 win, considering what it took in the heat with all the injuries that the Dolphins piled up. If it's a win, that ends up costing you a game or two down the road because of injuries in a short week. And I think that could have an effect. That's why I think Miami's defense really has to get after it against Burrow. I think Miami's offense, we've seen them in games do just enough to kind of get it done or do what they have to. But again, I really go back to that defense. I think if you can get Jalen Phillips and Emmanuel Ogba going and kind of get those guys in the backfield and start seeing their sack numbers go up, that's where I kind of feel a little bit more confident. But the injuries on offense, you know, Tua, obviously a back injury, like that's tough. That's tough to play through, especially on a short week. It's probably why they haven't really been, you know, on the field all that much this week and leaving a little early. But yeah, that Bills game concerns me going a little forward. Thankfully, they get, you know, a couple extra days off before hitting the road and taking on the Jets.
How impressed are you with Tua? We were talking yesterday. I was reading to Crowder. Chris Perkins did grades for all the different units from Sunday's game in the Sun Sentinel, and he gave the passing game an A grade, and Crowder disagreed. He thought it was a B- on Sunday. I think I talked him into a B as I pressed him a little bit. And then I asked him, what about Tua for the season? And he gave him an A++++, which, by the way, O.J. McDuffie pointed out, you can't. Like, if you have one game out of three that's a B or a B-, there's no way that it would, you know, become an A++++ when you average them all together. But regardless, mm-hmm. Crowder is impressed with Tua for the season. So how do you grade the performance Sunday, and how do you grade him for the season?
Well, Sunday, it's hard to give the offense really a grade when they're out there for 39 plays and you only throw the ball 18 times. So the passing game, again, so you go back to the Baltimore game. When they needed the big plays, they got them. And what I think you saw also in that Baltimore game, which goes unnoticed, is how they were able to move the ball effectively. It wasn't like 50 yards at a time. So I like what the passing game is doing. The area that concerns me is the run game a little bit, but still, I think that ends up opening up through what Tua and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle offer you in the pass game, because they're just, you know, you go back to that Chase Edmonds run against Baltimore, and that run doesn't happen if that passing game isn't so effective that the defense is playing back, you know, on it. It just opened it up for them. So that's why I think so far the passing game, I'd give it an A just because of what it brings and what it means to the rest of the offense.
And considering, you know, the passing game being an A, I'm with you, Cuno. Everything you said, I agree with 100%. I know this goes against everything that this league is built on and the way that, you know, these players think. I mean, you work alongside Kim Bocamper, so you know how these guys think, right? Mm-hmm. Like, play through any injury, but the Dolphins opened up this three-game schedule already, probably better than anybody expected, 3-0.
Yeah.
And now you're on a short week, and this Tua injury, he said it, it's not only affecting his throws, but handing the ball, twisting, pretty much any movement he makes. Like, do you even think about resting him tomorrow? Because then you have the Jets, you have the Vikings, you have the Steelers. Like, those are all games you should win, and you have to win if you're going to continue, you know, trying to do something this franchise hasn't done in a long time, which is get to the playoffs and win a game. Like, is it almost risky, you know, having to play through injury? And do you, if you're Mike McDaniel, even think about resting him tomorrow?
You know, it's really funny. I actually thought about this question this morning, and I convinced myself to play Tua because each of the last two seasons, you've missed the playoffs by what? One game?
Yeah.
So it's really, yeah, you can't take, it seems like you can't take a week off and just assume that, hey, I'll make up the ground somewhere else. Also, it's a disservice to your team. You know, if he can play, it's not the preseason, if he can play, he kind of has to play, right? Because then everyone else is going out there, you know, risking injury and all this other stuff. It's a good question because, again, I thought about it myself, but convinced myself otherwise that if he can give it a go, and it's not like Tua himself would be like, if I could play, I'm going to play, right? Like, that's how these guys think. And then I think you factor in the fact that they're going to get an extra 3 days off before the Jets game. So, yeah, that one game that's lingering, the last two seasons that prevented them from getting in the playoffs. That's why I think he has to play.
Yeah, I remember seeing that with the Heat a few seasons ago, right? I mean, you never know when one game is going to come into play at the end of the season. I had the conversation yesterday with Crowder on the show. This team is having fun playing for Mike McDaniel. Like, you, to me, you kind of see this vibe from the team where I think sometimes coaches, they create a real, I don't know, road in between them and the players. And so sometimes the players might opt for, a recovery game, if you will. There's 17 games this season. I think that there is some sort of relationship that seems pretty unique between Mike McDaniel and the players. I even see like a guy like Teron Armstead who it seems like he's going to tough it out and play tomorrow. And you know that guy's in constant pain. It just matters if he's able to play on a given day. Like, I think Tua wants to play. I think these players want to play. They seem like they're having fun. And I don't know why you would even risk for a millisecond the start that you've had this season to say, well, maybe it would do him well to actually have some recovery time, because obviously it's going to do anybody that's dinged up a good thing to have some recovery time. But you know what? They're scheduled to play Thursday night. And like you said, then you get extra days off after that. So I kind of feel like this team rallies around each other. Like, don't you get a different sense from this team?
So, it's funny. When you look out throughout training camp, you kept seeing these rest days, these veteran rest days. And I used to see Teron Armstead, the toe injury. Do we have – they toe the line. Do they have to practice him? They know he's a good enough player where he probably doesn't have to practice all week. And that's why I think, to your point, that the players respect there is a sense of respect there between them and Mike McDaniel, because McDaniel's doing things to put them – in position to not only stay healthy, but to succeed. We saw it with Jalen Waddle at the end of training camp. It's like, Jalen, you're a little dinged up. Why are we going to put you out there? We need you for week one. We know you want to play. And now look what happened. Jalen Waddle's one of the biggest stars in the NFL through the first 3 weeks. He's making the biggest plays on this team in the biggest moments. And we don't know if that happens I believe it was a quad injury during the end of training camp. We don't know, like, if they had practiced him and played them in those preseason games, if that ends up carrying over. So, yes, to your point, I think Mike McDaniel's done a really good job of making sure he's protecting his players. And you're seeing the fruits of that plan play out. And so players are probably thinking, you know what? This idea is working. It's okay. They are, the NFL, it's a lot different. They don't do two-a-days and all that stuff anymore, and there's a lot of player protection, but it seems like Mike McDaniel's finding a good little balance, and the players are buying into it. And even going back to camp, the way they practice, I know I'm rambling on here, but they did less reps, so the players were giving 110% because they knew they had to maximize each rep they got because they weren't going to get as many. So whatever the mad scientist is thinking offensively, you also have to give him credit for the way he's balancing workload.
And Mike, just to kind of piggyback off of that question, I know after the Ravens game, I said it flat out. That was the best Dolphins game I've ever seen in my lifetime that I can remember, being being born in the mid 90s, and around 2000 is where I really started to become a fan and really pay attention. Best Dolphins game I can remember. And I know Crowder, after beating the Bills, he's talking about where he's never like felt emotional as a player or after covering the team or as a fan about a head coach, where he really likes Mike McDaniel. He likes his approach. Are you feeling the same way, just as from the standpoint of covering the team, from a standpoint of being a kid from South Florida? Is this the most fun you've had, either covering your team, following a team, a Dolphins team specifically, in whatever, 20 years?
Yeah, Dolphins team specifically, because if we go back to like the Big Three era, yeah, that's obviously a different era.
I meant Dolphins. For the Dolphins, like specifically Dolphins.
No. But we said, yes, Dolphins, yes. And go back to that Ravens game, yes, that's the most exciting Dolphins game I can remember. I wasn't part of it, but, just kind of being there, being there alive to witness it, right? The game against the Bills may have been the best football game I've ever seen, because these guys, I mean, in the heat, it was about as physical a game I've ever seen. And to rise to the occasion against a team that everyone thought was the juggernaut and was just going to breeze through a bunch of people, to rise to that occasion, not just on defense, make the plays on offense when they had to, the big third and 22, being able to deal with the adversity, the heat, the defense on the field for 90 plays. Like, that was the best just overall football game. But I agree with you that Ravens game was just the most fun I think I've had watching this team.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. Mike, I want you to be safe, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for leaving the bathroom mid-trip to continue the interview in a more audible fashion.
No comment.
How are you going to watch the game tomorrow? Are you working? I mean, because you're not in Cincinnati. Are you going to be in the newsroom, or are you going to get to watch it?
So we watch it at the station, and as we're watching it, we're kind of like actively preparing for the post-game show. We will have a post-game show tomorrow on TV 33, so you can get all the press conferences, the highlights, the player interviews in the locker room. We'll still have all that for you. I know it's a Thursday night, and it'll be a little bit late, but if you're riding high after another Dolphins win, why not? You know, join us over there, and Bo will be out there in Cincinnati with a lot of the coverage, so it should be fun. I'm just hoping for the Dolphins' sake that some of these primetime games have been stinkers. All I want is to be a good one. That's it. That's all I'm asking for.
When you're doing something for TV 33 versus Channel 4, do you just wear like a T-shirt and shorts? Because it's not CBS 4. You know what I'm saying?
I go with a bathrobe because I want to be like as comfortable.
Yeah,
as
be
possible.
Super casual. I mean, it's TV 33, and I'm not taking shots. I'm on AM radio. You know what I mean? So like, I'm even below TV 33. But I mean, they put you on TV 33. What is that? That's a UHF station. You gotta like, what do you need? You need rabbit ears?
I gotta ask like Jerry Seinfeld if he could like sign off for a minute.
What's the big show on TV 33? They have a big show on 33. Oh, they got a Family Feud or something.
No, it's a lot of like reruns. Like I think Big Bang Theory is a big one on there.
Have you ever met anybody that's watched Big Bang Theory? I mean, the show's been on forever. It's in reruns.
Yes.
Have you met any single person that's ever watched Big Bang Theory?
Yes, my folks are big into sitcoms.
Really?
And so they, like everybody loves Raymond.
That was a great show.
Scrubs.
Never seen it.
Yeah, they eat. What?
I never saw Scrubs.
Which one? You never saw Scrubs?
No.
Oh, my God.
Listen, this has been a point of contention. This has been a point of contention between me and Roy Bellamy for years. Roy Bellamy once bought me the DVD set of Scrubs, and I still didn't watch it. I gave it back to him. Wow. Point of contention between me and Roy for a long time. I have never watched Scrubs. Is it that good?
Yes, it's very. Don't worry about the last season when it moves.
I'm not worried about any of the seasons.
From NBC
I'm not watching
to ABC. Yeah, yeah. It's good.
All
it's
right.
Very good.
If you say so. I mean, what do I know? Have you seen it, Solana?
Mike, no, I haven't. Mike, since you're going to be in a bathrobe, what do you think about me wearing a suit to be in the radio booth up here in Cincinnati?
Solana says he's wearing a suit because it's primetime football. A, do you buy that? B, is it necessary?
You gotta, if you're gonna wear the suit, and because I think the last time they wore suits in radio was like the 1940s, then you gotta wear the brimmed hat with the little paper that sticks out the side of this press.
Says press.
Like, you gotta go if you're gonna do it. Do the whole thing. You know, do it the right way.
Yeah.
And then you gotta talk in like a 1940s. Like
right.
Here comes
right.
the.
We're
Dolphins.
Going live yeah. now, Cincinnati. You see, this is called right. the Queen City, and we've got a radio broadcast on your AM station. Alejandro Solana. Well, actually, in the 1940s, you don't go by Alejandro. Alex Solana, see? And we've got a good football game for you. All right. There you go. Thank you, Cugno.
You got it, guys.
Be safe. Go Dolphins. All right, let's talk trucks. I always enjoy Mike Cugno there. Let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford Trucks, family-owned and operated since 1966. You know, our teams, they are in the big season already. Palmetto Ford is getting everyday warriors ready to do business, serve the community. This is their season, car season, truck season. Knowledgeable commercial representatives who know the business, they're ready to roll with you. I always tell you, whatever truck you need, they got it. And I really do mean whatever truck you need. Landscape, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks, cranes, pickups, reefers, they got it. Put it this way, if it exists, they got it. And what sets them apart is they got it in stock, on their lot, ready for delivery. So it doesn't matter whether you need two vans or 40, they got it. The largest selection of commercial vehicles anywhere. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.